Here we go. Let's go with the message, Why America is Free. You can check out this message online. It'll be there, all the notes, research. Also, you'll be able to see it on YouTube, whatever. You can check it out on our website. And matter of fact, we got a whole another website that goes around the world. And people crazy. Some of the most hits come from China and Iran. Can't wait till they see this one. Amen. Come on. Here we go. Why America is free. That was my thought. Why are we free? I want you to think about it. Ask several people. A lot of times they would start to say something and then they would just say, why is America free? Say that with me. It's up to, and. Okay, that's the thought. Today, let's move the message. Here we go. We the people. Say that with me. We the. Boy, I need you focused today. You'll learn something today. Guarantee it. You'll feel better about your country. You'll love God more and this country more if you'll say, I'm going to give it my best for 20 solid minutes, right? And I'm going to listen. This is important. Amen? So I ask our staff at Fellowship Church, why America is free? And I said, I want you to write me a report, and I went on my desk. But you are blessed at this church because we have people that work for us that not only love America, but they actually know about America and have studied a little bit about America and believe in America. Do you understand that? Not everybody has that, guys. Not everybody has a staff like that. You understand? Yes or no? So I just asked them because I knew I'd get some good stuff. And here it is. America is free because godly men had the courage and selflessness to create a government that was run by the people it governs. They understood the bonds of tyranny firsthand, dealing with British oppressors in regard to taxation without representation. I pray for leadership that has the same ideas as our forefathers to step forward soon so we can continue to be free and so our children and our grandchildren will know what freedom truly means by enjoying its fruits and giving them the desire to fight for it. Sounds like a really smart fellow. That's from Alex Christie, Church Administrator, Fellowship Church in Englewood. So, well, let's see what the others think. I believe that America is free, first and foremost, because of God. We are considered a Christian nation by the world. America was founded on Christian principles from our Bible, and many of our forefathers were Christians. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I feel that God heard the prayers of our forefathers and many other Christians and answered by blessing America. We have many freedoms and rights that we're privileged to have, and they're guaranteed to us by the Constitution. Rights like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to bear arms, and freedom to vote for whomever we want as our leaders. I feel very blessed to be an American and to live in this great country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. May God continue to bless America. Well, who said that? Dina Bears! How you feeling about the old staff here? Say. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Well, it's down to Roger the Dodger Johnson. Why America is free? I personally feel that it's because our founding fathers believed that God Himself endowed us with certain unalienable rights or rights that cannot be taken away. They believed in these God-given rights so vehemently that they wrote them down in a legal binding contract with America's citizens, the Constitution of the United States and its Bill of Rights. And yes, these God-given rights are universal in nature. A tribesman in Africa or an Indian in Guatemala has also been given these rights by God Himself. But the difference is, the United States of America guarantees them in writing. Nowhere else in the world are people guaranteed these types of rights. But because our founding fathers had the foreknowledge to understand a need for written guarantees of an individual's freedom, citizens of the United States are free to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are free because God blesses America, but only as long as we, the people, choose to honor Him. Who said that? I believe if I'm ever gone on a weekend, a Memorial Day Sunday, or I think you'll be fine. Don't you say? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love serving God with people that love God and love this country. Matter of fact, I don't want anybody to ever be on our staff that doesn't love this country. You hear me? Yes or no? So don't even apply. Need not apply. Amen. Say. You want to appreciate what we have and what we're doing as a church. You can't do it, man. It's crazy. You've got to understand where we came from, guys, and what we're about, who we are in this nation. This is vital, man. Okay? Well, now it's my turn for the message. Here we go. Just wanted you to feel that. America is free. Say it with me. Because America is good. America is free because of the virtue and moral values of its citizens. These values and morals are rooted and grounded in God's Word, the what? Specifically, the what? The Ten Commandments. As more and more citizens in this country cease to be good, the freedoms in America will erode and diminish and will ultimately be dissolved. Who said that? I did. Alright? So I'm in on this too today. Alright? But I get a whole message to talk about mine. Here we go. Why America is free? Why America is free is because of you and me. That's why America is free today. It's because of you and me. The day you and I and this nation stops to being virtuous and moral, and anarchist, and it turns towards just doing the wrong thing and away from God. Are you listening, yes or no? We will not be free. If we're not a moral people and a virtuous people, the police could never contain a country of people like that. Did you understand? See, we have police and we have armed forces. You know why we have that? Because we want to. You hear me? Because we're a moral and virtuous people. Did y'all understand my thinking, yes or no? You cease to not be a moral and virtuous people. You cease to not want that or have that. You're doomed. You listening? And where do we get that? God. Okay? Let's talk about it. And let's get some help from some founders. I love this stuff. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. John Adams, second president of the United States of America. Yeah, come on. Let's praise the Lord for these folks. All right? We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government. Upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves. To what? Control ourselves. To sustain ourselves according to the what? The Ten Commandments of God. Who said that? James Madison, fourth president of the United States of America. Guys, this is who you are. This is where you came from. This is why we have this country today. Don't let someone else tell you otherwise. They're smoking stuff. It's a lie. Are you hearing me today? Are you listening to me today? This is where you came from. Anybody with a brain can go and look and see what they said, who they were, what they did. Matter of fact, of the 55 that signed the Constitution, 49 of the 55 were Protestant Christians. Two were Catholics. This is after a survey, a deep research of people who look into all the people that signed the Constitution. And that's a pretty tough thing to do, just research all these guys. But it's been done. So 49 Protestant Christians, 2 Catholic. All of them believed in Jesus. All of them believed in God. All of them. Everyone. You won't find one Muslim. Not one. Try to find. He ain't there. I'm sorry, guys. It's the truth. That's not to put people down. It just wouldn't work to have the freedoms that we enjoy. It had to be God. It had to be Christians. It had to be people who believed in Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today or not? That's the truth, guys. It's the bottom line. Okay? That's who we are. Keep looking. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. He is therefore the truest friend of the liberty of his country, who tries most to promote its virtue, and who, so far as his power and influence extend, will not suffer a man to be chosen onto any office of power and trust who is not a wise and a virtuous man. Don't vote for him. Who said that? Yeah, but that's my party, and that's what I vote for. That's because I hate to tell you, quote me, you don't love this country. Did you hear what I just said? If somebody's unwise and not making good decisions, you're going to vote for them? Samuel Adams says you're not a defender of liberty and freedom in this country. That's a hard statement to make, isn't it, this morning? Why can't we as people use our brain? Amen? Say. That's a tough message, isn't it? Ooh, he done offended me today. You think these folks ever offended anybody, yes or no? Bad men cannot make good decisions. Would you say that with me? Bad men cannot make good decisions. It's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. Who said that? Patrick Henry. Amen. Come on, these are people that... I think, what, didn't he have a sort of a famous statement? Give me what? Liberty or give me what? I believe he meant it, don't you say? God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of men that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His judgment cannot sleep forever. Who said this? Thomas Jefferson, who they lie about. Revisionist historians lie about and say he didn't believe in God. Well, I don't know how you do this. How can you take a man who says that and you say something else? How do you do that? Well, you just do because people don't care. Or people don't study. Oh, okay, you're smarter than me, so I just listen. Come on, guys. Public virtue cannot exist in a nation without private what? And public virtue is the only foundation of republics. There's John Adams again. Come on, we're going to give John. Praise the Lord for John. Oh, I believe he's right there in heaven right now looking at Fellowship Church, and he's part of that great witness in heaven saying, fellas, don't y'all give up. Don't know you run that race before you, that's set before you. There's a cloud of witnesses saying, man, you stay free. You keep going. Don't you give it up. Don't you know? Absolutely. Come on. That's what Hebrews says, right? Sure it does. No country upon earth ever had it more in its power to attain these blessings. Much to be regretted indeed would it be were we to depart from the road which Providence has pointed us to. So plainly. I cannot believe it will ever come to pass. the great governor of the universe, he's led us too long and too far to forsake us in the middle of it. We may now and then get bewildered, but I hope and trust that there is good sense and virtue enough left to recover the right path. Who said this? George Washington, first president of the United States of America. Is this good stuff or what? What I'm saying, man, this is great. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke, come on, praise the Lord. That's a very famous quote. My point was, yeah, we have the Constitution. Yeah, we have the Bill of Rights. But my point is, and I'm lining up with these fellows to tell you today, freedom is up to me, and freedom is up to you to be a moral and virtuous people. And where do those morals and virtues come from? God and His Word, the Bible. The most American thing you can do, I believe, and you can just say I'm a nut, is go to a church on Sunday morning that teaches the Word of God. That teaches you, hey, this is right, and this is wrong. This is the way to live life. Not to look down and judge other people. How you can live your life. You listening, yes or no? That's the best thing you can do for yourself, your family, and for your country. It's a patriotic thing, my friend, to do this. Because it's what holds us together. What else? History fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. Who said that? General Douglas MacArthur. Come on. It's the way it is, guys. Are you with me? You listening okay? Say, come on. In France, I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in opposite directions. But in America, I found they were what? Intimately united. Fellow with a tough name, Alex de Tocqueville. There we go. Got Alex on the screen this morning. There we go. But we have forgotten God. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom of our own. Abraham Lincoln. Come on. You ever wonder if Congress sometimes just sits there when they are doing nothing and just going over our history? Probably not. I hate to say that, guys. I know that's being ugly, but wouldn't it be well-wise, I mean, before you even start Congress, how your first 2 weeks or first month is going to be a month-long orientation and where we came from in this country and who our founders were and what we believe and what we believe about freedom and what makes this a great country. Yeah, but I want to vote on something. Just sit out and hush till we get number to class. Amen. Say yes or no. Oh, my gosh. What a difference. And that's why I said you'll be a better person today because you listened. Not because you listen to me. You listen to a great array of folk. Amen? Come on. Not quite done. If we ever forget If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And who said that? Ronald Reagan. Praise the Lord. Come on. Flat out. Okay? And guys, we didn't do political parties or nothing. You know what I did? I just looked in my history books. I've got a great friend of mine who put together a book, America's God and Country, and incredible quotes on freedom and morality and religion and beliefs in God, and it's this thick. And he spoke here, called me the other day. I called him because I went to the post office, and there was a little slip there. The post office has been holding a gift for me from him since Christmas. They've had it since Christmas, but it was a wedding gift, which was back in September. Woo! Anyway, So anyway, inside that, he sent us his book. His wife had a book and some towels, beautiful. So I picked up the phone and called him. And he's going to be back in our area speaking at the Villages. And so he said, and I asked him, would you come down and speak to us again? He said, I'd love to come speak. His name is Bill Federer. You know Bill? Yeah, a lot of you know him. Amen. Praise God. So anyway, a lot of his stuff comes from just his quotes. It's a beautiful thing. You can get that book as well. Say this with me. Real change doesn't start at the... One more time. Say it with me. Real change doesn't start at the White House. Keep going. But at... Flip it back. Let's say it again. Real change doesn't start at the... But at... The whole point of this morning, why America's free, it's up to you and me. Oh, if we could get somebody and somebody and some... I tell you what, guys, if America's going to remain free, it's going to be because of you and me. Did you hear me today? You matter to America. You matter to this great country. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people, I belong to God. Roger's going to flip as fast as he can and we're going to look at it. If my people, which are called by my name, I am in Christ. I'm a believer in Jesus. Listen, shall humble themselves. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. I humble myself. The word humble means to be under. Keep going. He is my Lord. He is my head. He is my God. I willingly put myself under His hand and under His what? Authority. I willingly do that. I humble myself. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. If I pray. Prayer is humility in action. Say that with me. Prayer is what? I can't do it on my own. You start to realize that. Prayer is humility what? In what? In action. I see my inability and recognize God's what? Ability. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So if my people shall what? Humble themselves and what? Pray. Amen. So I pray. And how about this one? And seek God's face. I seek God's face. The idea is to desire something strongly, to have strong passion for. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. I seek God's face. So if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my what? Face. And turn from their wicked ways. I turn from my wicked ways. It's all been a progression. I humble myself. That's God's authority. I pray. That's God's ability. I seek. That's God's will. God says, I'll bless you. I'll bless your country. The word is what? Repent. It's to turn. It's to turn. Following the progression enables me to see clearer my path of destruction and error. For I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Against you and you only, God, have I sinned. I've done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and clear when you judge me. Create in me, God, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit inside of me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with your free spirit. Are you feeling the message? Freedom is up to who? It's up to you and it's up to me. And this is a great verse, a great a teaching today to help us see that and to believe that. I turn from my wicked ways. I see that. I own that. I turn away from it. I follow God's path. This makes America great. Okay? This ain't just some wild-eyed preaching. This is what America needs. This is who we are. This will make Inglewood, Florida a better place to live. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Flat out. I turn from my wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, God says, and I will forgive their sin. And I'll what? heal their land. God will hear. God will forgive. God will heal. We're almost done, aren't we, Raj? Why America is free? It's now up to and you. Because it starts out and it's always been about we the people. Amen? Is that it, Raj? Praise the Lord for why America's free today. Come on. Yeah!